This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A series of gun reform bills are close to passing in Colorado after a very long weekend. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state is poised to raise the minimum age for buying guns to 21, expand the red flag law, and increase the legal liability of the firearm industry. All three of those bills have cleared both chambers of the state legislature, with House Democrats invoking a rare rule to cut off Republican delays over the weekend. Lawmakers will still have to finalize some amendments before the bills get to Governor Jared Polis. The Senate is also set to pass a waiting period for gun purchases this week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A woman who's been in ICE detention for over 14 months could be released from the agency's Aurora facility. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
A federal judge says Maricela Andrade de Zarate's lengthy detention violated the U.S. Constitution because she is yet to receive a bond hearing. In 2018, she had a life sentence for a murder charge reduced by the governor of California, and she later won parole after it came to light she was the victim of human trafficking and domestic violence. Andrade de Zarate remains in ICE custody if she challenges deportation proceedings. Her bond hearing for potential release is set for Wednesday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
More than 66,000 pre-sale tickets were sold yesterday for this year's Colorado State Fair. Tickets went for just $1.51 for 151 minutes. It was to honor the 151st annual fair starting in late August. Full-price general admission tickets to the Pueblo event go on sale Friday. This is CPR News.